analysis of this.
Okay, we're going to go off the record. See if you find reference to a document that showed her father's U.S. citizen. And we don't, that's the starting point. Father has been a U.S. citizen. Record, sir, the government has found, as you suggested, the certificate of citizenship for your father, showing that he acquired citizenship based upon, apparently, his father being a U.S. citizen. Now, sir, for you to be a U.S. citizen, you must establish that your father, the U.S. citizen, lived in the United States at least 10 years before you were born, at least 5 of those years after he turned age 14. Okay? That's the evidence you must present to the court. You understand? You're not saying anything, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking how I'm going to do that.
Okay, exactly. How are you going to do that? So, is your mother still alive?
No, sir. Both my parents have passed away.
Okay. Well, do you have sisters and brothers?
Yes.
Older or younger than you?
I have a brother that's older than me that's a U.S. citizen. I have a sister.
How did he become a U.S. citizen?
I really don't know.
The same way you're trying to become a U.S. citizen? By claiming it through your father?
I'm not sure.
If he did.
And I have a younger brother.
Let's just deal with the older brother. Okay. If your older brother became a citizen by claiming that he was a citizen like you did, then you can talk to your older brother and see what documents he had, what documents he submitted. And you can use those same documents. And you can call your brother in to testify as well.
Okay.
Where does your brother live?
Here in Houston, sir.
Okay. So that's one way. Contact your older brother.
Okay. Also, I also have, well, he's a younger, I have a brother that was born here in Detroit.
You said you had an older brother.
Yes, I have an older brother that's a U.S. citizen.
Where was he born?
He was born in Mexico.
Okay, so you might want to check with him.
He got his citizenship.
Yes, sir, and see whether or not he has any documents showing your father's life in the United States. For example, any school records for your father, any military records for your father, things of that nature.
In the things, when 2004 they had, I did have something my mom sent me, but like I said, I don't have him with me. It was something from his baptism or something up here in the United States.
Sure, baptismal record.
They didn't ask me for it, they didn't use it, so I didn't, but I do have it somewhere in my thing. Yeah.
Baptismal records, church
records. It was something like that.
Those documents are good.
It was a burial paper.
Medical records would be good as well, sir, to show that he was in the United States. Employment records, if he were. Social Security records.
And I also have another sister. Because I know also my father, before he married my mother, he had a son with another woman. Okay?
In Mexico?
No, here in San Diego.
Before he married your mother?
Yes. And,
okay.
And they always argue about it. They always talk San Diego. I always thought San Diego, California. But it
Diego,
ends
Texas,
up in
huh?
San Diego, Texas, which I didn't know until a few years ago that it was San Diego, Texas. I always thought. Because when my mom used to get mad, she used to bring that up to him, you know, argue about that. And I always started saying, go San Diego, California. But
do you know anything about this brother? Have you spoken to him?
No, sir. I was going to call, ask my sister. I have a sister who lives in Oklahoma. We discussed this. I'm seeing if she knows more about
it. All right, sir. I think you understand what we need. We need proof. Credible testimony could be sufficient. Documents are better to show that your father lived in the United States at least 10 years before you were born, at least 5 of those years after he turned age 14. You can try and get this information from your siblings, which is the best place, or from having them ask Social Security Administration for records on your father about payment of Social Security into Social Security or earning Social Security earnings. Or you could try and find out from your siblings where your father went to school, if he did in the United States, and get school records. Or
no, I believe my dad didn't go to school here because he only went to sixth grade. He didn't have much schooling, or not even sixth grade.
Okay, again, sir, if you went to school in the United States for up to sixth grade, that would count for 6 years. Okay? Anything that would show that he was in the United States, sir. Can't tell you what to get, just give you some ideas, some suggestions, and your family may be able to come up with other ideas and suggestions. Does your father have sisters and brothers who are still alive?